So you leaving, man? Ash is not sorry.
So today got special chashivas in Itzuchad Ashuas in we find in Shulchan Aruch Itzuchad Ashuas is more kosher than a general Itzuchad. The Mechaber brings in Simon Tov Tzadik Dalas Sif Gimel Osul is anais b'moitze chag shuas. On Itzuchad Ashuas there's an Itzuchad to fast. Other Isruchads, the Mechaber holds is no Issa to fast. The Ramon and Sim Tovchav Tes mentions there's a minik. The Ramon mentions a minik to Imar Biksas Achilo Shtia Achachad V'Isruchad. There's a minik to eat or drink something extra. And Mishmurus is a minik not to fast on other Isruchads like Isruchad V'Shvuas. Or by Isruchad V'Shvuas has got a special chashivas, which Mishmurus brings because when the Shvuas fell on Shabbos, the Kabbonas, which are not Doicha Shabbos, were all brought on the day after Shavuos. It's the only Yom Tov, which is a one-day Yom Tov, followed by a Yom Choyl. Pesach is followed by Chol HaMoed. The first day, Sukkot is the first day, is followed by Chol HaMoed. Shavuos is the only Yom Tov, which is a one-day Yom Tov. There were certain Kabbonas which couldn't be brought on Shavuos, when Shavuos fell on Shabbos. So the day designated for the Kabbonas was the day after Shavuos. So Yisruchad Shavuos, for that reason, has got special chashivas, that it's also to fast, and the Lord of Mishaburi is, v'hu ke'en Yom Tov. It's got a certain characteristic of being a Yom Tov because of its chashivas. So therefore, Yisruchad Shavuos, Erev Shabbos Nosoi, so we got the tremendous link between the two. We got Yom Tov, Yisruchad, and then Shabbos. So we'll try and find some limudim we can learn from Parshas Nosoi, which can help us in our Hemshech Avodah from Shavuos. Parshas Nosoi we've got late in the parasha, where the Nesim donated the wagons and oxen for L'Toyach Avodah HaMishkan. They donated 6 wagons, 12 oxen, each wagon to be pulled by 2 oxen, and Moshe Rabbeinu distributed these wagons and oxen between Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari, and as we know, Bnei Kos didn't get any because their job was to carry the kelim on their shoulders. So the pasuk says, "As arba hagolos v'shemoinas habokal nosav Bnei Merari kefi avodosam." Merari had a tremendous amount of things to carry. So the amount which they were given was the 4 wagons and the 8 cattle. Sir Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal, he says, let's make a little bit of a cheshbon, what type of weight Merari needed to schlep to see if these 4 wagons and 8 oxen were enough. So I'll just go through his maskon, I won't go through all his calculations. He said what they had to carry was, he talks about 48 kloshim, really it was 50, the 2 corners as well. He talks about they had at least 48 kloshim to carry, 100 adonim, 100 sockets, 60 amudim round the chotzeh, and 60 abne hachotzeh, the sockets of the chotzeh post as well, besides the yisedos meisreim, the pegs and the strings of the chotzeh, which was also part. He says, if we make a little bit of a cheshbon, what are we talking about over here? He says, these kroshim were huge. Let's go with Chazon Nishurim. 1.5 amos wide means 3 foot wide. 1 armor thick, 2 foot thick. 10 armors high, and he's 20 foot high. Can we imagine beams 20 foot high, 3 foot wide, 2 foot thick? It's a huge tree. Yes, it's a thing, it's a huge tree. And besides that, they were covered with gold. See, he makes his calculation that every single keresh weighed 3.66 ton. I mean, 3 2/3 ton per keresh. So let's not think about how they even carried these out of Mitzrayim till the Mishkan, which was a huge undertaking. But each keresh of his cheshbon works out it weighed about 3.66 ton. So he times it by 48, I don't know why not times 50, which works out altogether is 175 ton. That was the weight of the crossing. Yeah, he was to bring everything up, he will show you. I'm the Higab, so you find it all there. So that was the crossing. Let's move on to the Adonim, the sockets. He said each one weighed 42.5 kilo. So you work out 100 sockets is another 4.25 ton. Let's move on to the Amudim. He said the Amudim, they weren't covered with gold, so they were just was half the weight of the Kroshim. They were only 1.3 ton per Omud, much lighter, but they were 60 of them, so you have to add another 78 ton to the load. So this all Be'erech, there's a lot more. Be'erech, it works out, the load which B'nai Merari had to carry was about 257 ton. That's what the load which B'nai Merari had to carry and to be loaded on these 4 wagons with 8 oxen. Which means approximately each wagon had to carry 65 ton. And we haven't even discussed the weight of the wagon itself. It also must be a solid steel wagon with some solid wheels they had to carry. But let's talk about just the load itself. It works out each wagon had to have approximately 65 ton of weight. He says the way they did it, it doesn't make the Ness any different. They put 2 wagons together. It was 2 times 2. As I remember from the Gemara, how they did it, they put 2 wagons together, and in front they put the 4 oxen to schlep the 2 wagons at a time. So it means each load was 130 ton per 2 wagons. And we also have to realize, if they weren't schlepping the wagons on smooth, cemented floors or tarred roads. This was in the Midbar, these sandy. Okay, now the comets smoothened out the mountains and the potholes, but it was still sandy. It wasn't on a slidey, smooth, slippery surface. He said, can we understand that these 4 oxen carried schlep wagons with 130 ton on it? How do you understand that? So of course, he brings the Chizkuni. Chizkuni says, it doesn't mean this was enough for B'nai Merari. This was allotted to them from the Nadava, from the Nesim. This was allotted to them because they had a lot more than B'nai Gershon. But they were allowed to add more if they found it was the going was difficult. They were allowed to add wagons and add oxen for the smooth travelling of the Mishkan. As they Sheikh Chizkuni. But says Rav Yaakov Galinsky, Zatzal, he said, let me suggest another suggestion. It was a huge amount. He said, let's have a look at a few Gemaras concerning some other oxen, and let's try and work out what we could see Ashtika Mahalak over here. He brings a Gemara of Eitazorach of Daladom at base. When the Oroin was sent, the Oroin was stolen by the Plishtim, and they had Onashir Tzoros from having the Oroin in their possession, and they decided to send it back to the Eden. So they went from a trip from Plishtim to Beis Shemesh, stating Aposik Shmuel, Vayishalno HaPorois Bederech. That's the Loshon Aposik in Shmuel. Chazal Darshan Avoy Tzora, it means Sheyoshu Peneim Keneget HaOroin VaOmru Shiro. So first what he says was an amazing scene which took place over there. So these oxen were pointed to schlep the Oroin back from the Plishtim to the place called Beis Shemesh. And the oxen turned their heads backwards to face the Oroin while they walked. And they said Shira. The Ramban Taka said in Hilchos Kli Mikdash, when the Kohenim carried the Aron, they all faced the Aron. You couldn't have them having their back towards the Aron. They walked, two of them walked forwards, two backwards. You can't put your back to the Aron. You have to put your face to the Aron. One of the Makoyers brought for the Rambam, the Kes Mishnah doesn't bring a Makoy, is this Gemara. You see, even the oxen did that. That's the form of Derech Eretz. You face towards the Aron. And they said Shira. So you see from here that even the Porois, even the animals of the Bria, they appreciate it. The whole taklis of the world is to serve Ruchnis. The whole taklis of the world is to be connected to Dovah Ruchni. The Mesudas Shasharim says in the beginning of the Sefer, Ilui Godoy Le'Eben, to me, Shabbat Sadiqim, we know by the stones when Yaakov Avinu went to sleep, they were arguing with each other, Olai Nechal Gezroishoi. They, in the stones, in their dormant state, the Bria appreciates its tachlis of serving the tzaddik, of serving a dova ruchni. So therefore, the Porois appreciated the schia of bringing the Oroin back to the, from the relation to the Beis Shemesh, and therefore, since they appreciated it, so therefore they faced towards the Oroin and they said shia. So for sure, if they appreciated the avoider of carrying the Oroin, so these our book over here, that's for sure, it was a tremendous ilui, tremendous maila for these bokor to transport the Mishkan from place to place. All tzorech avoida, tzorech avoida Mishkan, to be malo rotzon Hashem, it's a gevaldus chus for these bokor, for this job which was allotted to them. He said, let's move on to another story of cows, Elior Bahara Carmel. We know by Elior Bahara Carmel, he did this tremendous Kiddush Hashem by showing the Nevi'ah HaBaal how their Avodah Zorah is absolutely nothing. And he chose two identical cows and brought all them to Har Carmel. According to Chazal, they gathered, there were 450 Nevi'ah HaBaal and 450 Nevi'ah Asherah. Two types of Avodah Zorah which gathered there on Har Carmel for this tremendous demonstration of Hashem Ulikim, Hashem Ulikim. Mubuah Chazal, that the Nevi'ah HaBaal were given the first choice, or the first act, to take their power and try and show if there's any power in their Avodah Zorah. So the Pasuk says quite clearly, the Chazal explained it, they couldn't move the cow. They couldn't move it, they couldn't even lift its legs. And Tilen Yonovi came along, and Chazal bring the whole conversation which took place between Elior HaNovi and the cow. The cow said, me and my friends, we both are brought up together, and we've both always been together, and now he should be chosen for to go for your carbon, Al-Gamizbeh, and I should be stuck with the Nevi'ah HaBaal. So Elior HaNovi said, like there'll be a Kiddush Hashem from your friend the cow, you'll also contribute towards the Kiddush Hashem by showing the Nevi'ah HaBaal how worthless it is. So the cow, with its glorious Chochmah Taka, says, right, but only if you hand me over. Now he wanted the link with Elior HaNovi, even went by doing the Kiddush Hashem, and Elior HaNovi had to literally hand over. Says of Yaakov Galinsky Zatal, there were 450 Nevi'ah HaBaal, 450 Yesheyah, and they couldn't budge a leg of this ox. And he said, it's not as if this ox went on a kicking spree. It's not as if he started making noises and frightened away. Just stood still, wouldn't move. As he says, we see from here, the world is created in such a way, when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, or Faket, there's such tremendous koichus in the Bria, koichus far beyond our imagination. If one ox can withstand 900 people trying to move, and they couldn't move a single leg, we see what koichus arrive in the Bria when we're dealing with Avodas Hashem, with Kiddush Hashem, to avoid Chilul Hashem. We see this tremendous koichus involved. So he says, therefore, we can suggest over here when these Boker receive the privilege of transporting the Mishkan, it's true we're talking about schlepping each wagon, 65 ton, which allots for each ox to schlep 30 odd ton. They, with their tremendous cheshig, that their takas realize that this is their takas in the world, they receive this unbelievable amount of koichas and manage to schlep along. And he carries on, it's just beautiful how he brings it all out from Chazal. He said, we find the Oroin, he makes his calculations. How much do you think the Oroin, this Oroin HaKodesh, how much do you think it weighed? He makes a calculation, it weighed between 8 and 9 ton. The amount of gold, the size, Amasai v'cheti orkoi, va'ama v'cheti rochboi, va'ama v'cheti kemosoi, with the kaporius on top, with the kruvim, the amount of gold which went into it, he said it weighed the cholapokas 8 to 9 ton, and 4 koyanim were appointed to carry the orim. So of course you're going to say, fine, Akasha. No, orim, no, he says, no, so that's not a problem. He says, you're right, down to, but let's look a little bit further, he says. About this true. He says, we know when it came to the unfortunate story of Uzzah, when they also part of the returning the orim to the mokum to Klal Yisrael. So Uzzah died when he noticed the orange slipping and he touched it to try and support the orange. And what's the taina of Uzzah, says the Gemara Soita Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. He should have made the Kal V'Chomer. Ma doch orange noises noisom. When they crossed the Yardane. So then the orange carried the people over the Yardane, because the orange stood in the middle till Klausel went across. Then the orange went back and the water came back and the orange lifted them all over the Yardane. So do you think the Oroin can't carry itself? That was the Kal V'Chomer Uzzah should have made, and not be concerned when the Oroin is slipping. Do you think the Oroin can't sort itself out? Should have made the Kal V'Chomer. So says Rabbi Yochanan, why do you make the Kal V'Chomer? Talk about it, how did they carry it? Never mind, because Oroin noises noisom. Why do you have to work it out from there? Why can't you just work it out, the fact that they could carry the Oroin? There's 8 to 9 ton, which is approximately 2 ton per person and more. Well, he should have worked out, of course, the Oroin sort itself out. The Torah says, no. The koyach harotzoin, as he brings out, the koyach harotzoin of serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at any time, we've got no idea what sort of koyach has come out. And he just adds one more. He says, think about this Uzzah. He saw the orange slipping. He tried to support it. So if you ask him, if I would be going on the street and I see this huge lorry carrying some massive rock the size of 2 to 3 ton, and I see that the lorry gives a sharp turn and it starts slipping, would you put out your hand to try and support it? You'd run away before Chasson get crushed by it. What on earth was Uzzah trying to do, to put his hand to support this huge orange, 8 to 9 ton, which had made a slip, started sliding on it? The Terezis, he said, we've got no idea how far Koyach HaRotzon can take a person. The Koyach HaRotzon, especially when it comes to the Tzorich Ruchnius, which the whole world is centered around Ruchnius, the whole person, the whole being, the Brias, all goes around Ruchnius, grants a person such tremendous koichas, and therefore these figures just fall away and one can achieve tremendous achievements. So he said, that's the lesson we should take out of, as Arba HaGolois, Veshmoinas HaBokam Nos Memorori Kifiyad Vodosom. It's something with the Poros appreciating the Sechia to serve the Ruchnius of the world, serve the Mishkan, tremendous koichas comes out, and therefore it could be they manage without adding any further wagons, without adding any further cattle. Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz goes on a similar line, talking about, he's saying, the koyach harotzon of a person, he says, the main gevura, when the Chazal talk about gevura, he says, even when they talk about physical strength, it all result is a person's rotzon to achieve. A person's rotzon to achieve, that's what's described as the true strength of a person. And he says the Gemara talks about the strength of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he managed to lift up, he managed to put up the Mishkan. Now in putting up the Mishkan, as we said, each keresh, which weighed 3.6 ton, did Moshe Rabbeinu manage to lift up the kroshim and set up his own koichas? Not really, Chazal say it was a nes. But Moshe Rabbeinu put so much effort into it that showed a certain, so the union of gevura, the strength. Putting in a person's full determination brings a person to have tremendous strength. He gets the extra shadash for the bitch, which he can't do. But I'll call upon him. The soit is a person must utilize his rot and realize his tachlis is for doing ruchnias. And if a person puts his determination, we need to learn the lesson. There's losha posik melaf noimi ba'amois oretz. We're supposed to learn from the behemoths how far determination to do ruchnias can bring out a person's koichas. We learn out from these porim, the power by the Yoba Har Kamel, and these ones that brings out a person's koichas. That's a lesson number one, what a person can achieve through understanding that his tachlis is the tzorich ruchnias. Later on, we find in the parasha by the actual Nesim, the Kobozer, this was the first donation of Nesim, the wagons and the cattle. The second, the Kobozer Nesim, famous, these 12 Kobonis. Let's have start off having a peep in Beyoim Asheni, Hikriv Nesanel Ben Tzua Nesi Yisocho. So the Rechaim Kodesh has got a lot of diukim. The Losh Naposuk is different by the other Nesim. First of all, it mentions his name before his title, but all the other Nesim says Nosi Limnezvun Aliyah Ben Chaylain, and here it says Nesan Ben Tzua Nesi Yisocho. His name is before his title. Says the Ohr Chaim HaKodesh, when it came to Nesan Ben Tzua, his Maila was before his title. Him himself, the Nesan Ben Tzua, that was his main greatness. The Nosi Yisocho wasn't added. But the other was the Nesias described the greatness to a certain extent. But here his name himself, Nesan Ben Tzua, described his greatness. Keres on the Rechaim HaKodesh, what do we see from, what can we learn out from Nesan Ben Tzua's own greatness? He says the name itself tells us a few of the qualities of Nesan Ben Tzua. He says the name was Nesan Ben Tzua. He says in this name it mentions Torah and his kinyan HaTorah. Number one, Nesan is no son kale. He understood Torah is a present from the Rabbeinu Shalom, ki lekach toiv nosat yilochem. That's how he looked at Torah, and that's how he appreciated Torah, and that was one of the ways he reached his godness. Number two, Ben Tzua. Ben Tzua says, Dorechaim Goshet Meloshen Tzah, because Eina Toi Niknes Ela De Yisurim, one of the new Mudim of Shavuos from Megillas Rus, which Chazal say we learn out from Rus, Eina Toi Niknes Ela De Yisurim, Kachi Dav Shetoi Otom Kiyomot Boyel. Let's go slowly through these Limudim of Nesamu Ben Tzua. Number one, Nosam, he realized Torah is a Matona. He realized, as much as he horvitz in Torah, but Torah is a gewaltige Matona from the Rabbeinu Shalom. It was Nosan, it's well known the vort of the Gaon, Yogato Umetzoso Tamin. A person must work to acquire Torah. Obo Metzoso. Metzoso is Melosh Metzia. Well, if he works it, he's bought it, not he got it as a present. Now, with all the work he put into it, he appreciated it's a gift from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Even after the Agato, it's a Metzosa, it's like found a Metzia. So he appreciated it's all gift from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But it goes further, Nosan Keil. He understood and he appreciated that Torah is Torah's Keil. Every word of Torah is the words of the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is the Torah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He had the Harocha of the Chashivas HaTorah, that Torah is Torah as Hashem. If it's Torah as Hashem, then a person appreciates the value of Torah, the Chashivas HaTorah, that helps him to acquire Torah. This inyan of Torah as Hashem, that every word of the Torah is the Rabbeinu Torah, the Sefer Malas HaTorah of the brother of the Gaon, he's Marech about the beginning of his Sefer. He says, when we look at the Torah, we talk about how many mitzvahs are in the Torah? Tariq mitzvahs. Tariq mitzvahs, he says, that comes out in the Sefer Bereishis, there's very little. There's only three mitzvahs in from Bereishis till Boi. There's only Tariq mitzvahs, the Torah. So he says, my brother, the Gaon said, no. Tariq mitzvahs means Tariq shroshim. There's 613 yesoidus of mitzvahs. But mitzvahs, there's onashia. There's many mitzvahs, there's thousands and thousands. He says, every word of the Torah is begeder mitzvah. Every word of Sefer Bereishis is a mitzvah, he said, you learn Sefer Bereishis properly, you'll learn out from Sefer Bereishis how kol prote in yonov hanagoysa mikoten v'ad godoy al piyatoy mitzvah. Every word, every posuk in Sefer Bereishis is keil nos and keil toyos Hashem. There's mitzvahs in every single posuk. And he says, the reason why we find the Chazal toyos compared to a tree, it's chayim v'zikibor. He says, like a tree. He says, we think a little bit about a tree, what's licked in a tree. So the tree's got a trunk, the trunk produces branches, the branches produce twigs, the twigs produce fruit, and the fruit have in it seeds. That's the beginning of the story. Every seed has got in it the koichas to replant a tree, and to get again the trunk and the branches and the twigs and the fruit and the seeds. And it goes further and further. It's endless. It's endless, the Torah, how much life in the Torah. He said, and it produces itself every generation. On every matzav of every moment, we'll find in the Torah how to conduct our behavior, how to make decisions. That's what the Chazal, when Maram is comparing Torah to a tree. It's endless, and it produces more and more chidushim as you look more and more in it, like a tree has got endless koichos. Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal used to keep in his pocket an apricot pip in his pocket. Why? And he once told him to do the same. He says, I look at the pip, I get such gewonke chizuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Rabbeinu is the Bailam. What lies in one pip? In this one pip lies the potential of planting a tree, producing a whole tree with all the amount of fruit, with pips, and further and further. Can we work out how much nitzchias lies in a single pip? This is Muzai Mais Hashem, this is the revelation of Torah. The Torah is constantly more and more. Every word in Torah is a new limut. I saw a beautiful story recently, how every little posuk, one can know what limudim come out. It's a story which I saw recently about a yid, if I find his name over here, the yid is called Rab Osher Vassatail. From, he was a yid in Yerushalayim who helped the Shmish HaBechos of Shul Neuvitz Atzal bring out the Shmish HaBechos. He writes his name in Akdoma. He was a yid from Germany, from Darmstadt in Germany. See, he writes, in his youth, he learned in a Goyshe school, because in the early between the war, there was no Yiddish schools then. But every school had his hour to allot it as part of the school program for their religious learning, the Limudei Kodesh. And had the religion lehrer, they had their teacher of religion who taught them what they need to know in the time allotted as part of the school program. His religion lehrer, he writes, have to be my Zeder of Lozov Haftik Zatal. He was his religion lehrer in Darmstadt before the war. He remembers one time they were learning Parshas Miketz, and they were talking about how the Shvatim came down after Yosef had suspected them, said they're Muradim, the spies, and they came down and they spoke to him, and he had kept Shimon ready. He said, Veidavra Elof Pesach HaBoyz. They spoke to the Ish Alabai, the one in charge of Yosef's palace. They spoke to him at the entrance of the doorway. Was it Toyotan? See, he said, no, he said, look at Rashbam over there. Rashbam says, Toydan Shenichdesu. He spoke to them at the entrance before they went in. See, he says, and he writes the lesson he heard from his religion lehrer. He says, he said, what's the limit of here? The limit is a moedig limut. In times of Sakona, and this was a Sakona, being stuck in Mitzrayim, a country where they were hostile to them, accusing them as Meraglim, and he said, in times of Sakona, you don't go inside a house, because then if there's any danger, you're limited what you can do. You stay outside. And he stressed the limud in a strong way, as he writes clean in the Abdomen of the Sefer. In times of danger, you don't go inside a house, you stay outside. Years later, in Tofresh Tadites, in Kristallnacht, Darmstadt shul was destroyed. And he went to shul that morning and he saw the shul was destroyed. He was on the way home, and a anständige goy, a decent looking goy, got up and he started conversation with him and said, maybe you want to come into the bakery. He didn't exactly know what, but he thought he was a decent guy, so therefore he followed him. He noticed the second before he entered the bakery, he noticed The counter was empty. There were three young bakers standing behind the counter. So the Gechavta Einfach, maybe they want to harm me. Then he meant Pesach HaBoyis. Pesach HaBoyis. His Rebbe, Rav Lozov HaHavdik Zatal, taught him Pesach, in times of danger, you don't get harmed. So he didn't want to offend the Goy. So he says to the Goy, what exactly do you want me to do inside the building? The Goy grabbed hold of him and started pushing him inside. He said he fought back with all his koichas. He happened to have a slippery raincoat on him, and the Goy, he managed to push the Goy back, and the Goy fell back, slamming the door with falling, locking the Goy inside, and he ran, and he said he was a good runner, and he escaped. And for all his life, he remembers, the Rashbam saved my life. Pesach HaBoyis. A limud. He remembered how his Rebbe taught him, Pesach HaBoyis, in times of danger, don't go inside the house. That saved him, and that's how he survived the war, and that's how he came to Eshtol afterwards. Every little word, would we notice these words in the Pasuk? Every word is a limud. Every word is Toyas Keil, Norsan Keil. Every word of the Torah is extra limudim. Nesamel Ben Tzuro. He appreciated, he knew that the Torah is Toyas Keil, this endless limudim. That was one of his secrets of success, how he became as great as he was. Nesi Yisocha, Yisocha of the Loim de Torah, he was the Nasi. Ben Tzuro, as the Orchaim Kodesh carries on, Eina Torah Niknis El Adidei Surim. I saw this beautiful verse. Hillel, the Gemara says in Yuma, Lamed Heyom at base, Hillel Mechayev Aniyim. Hillel learned Torah B'toy Chatchak. No question about it. Hillel Mechayev, he learned Torah B'toy Chatchak. He had very, very little to name. Every day he went out to work a bit. He earned himself a trepik, some small coin. Half was enough for his Parnassus, Beisoy, the amount they needed for the day, and the other half was to get entry, to gain entry into the Beis HaMedrash. And one day, he didn't earn this trepik. He couldn't gain. Without this chatzi trepik, there was absolutely no entry. So we all know the story. He climbed on the roof and listened through the window, through the skylight, and the snow started to snow, the snow fell on top of him, and they noticed Shema Vitali, it looks a bit dark, and there was 3 amos of snow on top of him. He went to Chaznishur and had 6 foot of snow lying on top of him when they finally took him down. And they said it was Bekuch Neshtoich HaShabbos, and they just about saved him. Bekitzer, Hillel, Mechai Zaniyim. Hillel learned Toyah Metoich HaTchak, and that's a lesson for us to learn. So I saw the Moedig Mord. What's the secret of Hillel? What's the secret of his power to give himself over in such a powerful way, Toyah Metoich HaTchak? Hillel Leshitosoi. Was a Hillish Tosi. In Seder night, Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, Hoy Koyrech Matzah Moroi Va'oifam Bayachat. He used to wrap Matzah and Moroi together and eat it together. So we saw this remnant like this. We know Moroi represents, reminds us of the assumed difficult times. Matzah the Chiz. He wrapped Matzah and Moroi together and he leaned even for the Achilas Moroi. He understood difficulties are there to help me. Difficulties of these are there to help me. If you look at the good side of everything, he managed to work on himself. Eating moroi, that's together with the matzah. Eating moroi, I'm leaning while I eat the moroi. He went with this approach. If the Boshi gives a person a matzah, that's a matzah meant for me. If that's a matzah meant for me, that's the best for me. And if that's the best for me, I'm going to utilize it for the fullest. So Hillel went with this approach in life, that Yisum are the best for me. And that's how he utilized all his suit for the best. And that's how Hillel managed to learn Torah B'toy HaTchak. This is best for me. It's for my benefit. I shouldn't be disturbed with other things. And that's how he managed to become the great Hillel. We just heard last week, Moedik, about the Hesped of Rebbe Vagshal Olei HaSholem. One story which, to me, was a tremendous inspiration. She was asked, I can't remember which must be said it, she was asked at one stage of illness, would you like to get better? She didn't answer clearly. She didn't give a straight answer. They asked him, would you like to get better? She didn't answer clearly. And they asked afterwards, would you not like to get better? She said, I've gained such a lot from my difficulties. Of course, Be'etz would like to get better. I've gained so much from my difficult situation. I don't know if I would have ever reached what I've achieved had I been well the whole time. Unbelievable. She suffered so much. But she utilized her difficult life to achieve tremendous heights in Avodas Hashem. Utilize the tzar utilize the difficulty to achieve height in Avodas Hashem. If a person goes with that approach, then not only do the Yisurim not interfere with the person's Avodas Hashem, they help. This was Nesano Ben Tzua. Ben Tzua, says the Baal Yisurim. He also didn't have it easy. He realized, Eina Toyin Nikus Ela De Yisurim, Odom Ki Yomus Bo'el, and therefore he utilized it for the best. By Seder night, the order we have is Pesach Matzah Moray. So the Mefarsh Maaz, it's not quite the correct order. The Moray came first. So it should be Moray, Matzah, Pesach, Pesach, Matzah, whichever way you put it, but the Moray shouldn't be at the end. So they give a similar answer. After the Pesach and Matzah, then they fully understood the Moray. The Moray in the beginning was difficult to understand. After they reached the tremendous Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the Pesach and the Matzah, then they fully appreciated the Moray. They realized the Moray is there for the Eles, was a Kura Basel, was to purify them and to help them achieve. So therefore they wouldn't have achieved it without the Golas Mitzrayim. So only after the Pesach and Matzah, they appreciated the Moray. So this was the secret of success of Nesan Ben Tzua. As I said before, you see Yisaki, he was great. In his name was the secret of no Sankei, he is a Matona. And it's all Devar Hashem. And Nikodesum, nothing stood in his way. All difficulties, sort of, he utilized the difficulties for his Avodas Hashem. And that's why nothing disturbed his Aliyah. He utilized it for the fullest. Just one more vault. The first Nosim, the Immaculation Korban, Nachshon Ben Yimnov Lemat Yudah, it says, V'korbonoi. It's all the others, it says, he could come on a verkavon is only by the first one. The Rishonim talk about why it says verkavonoi. The Kehmer Tzvi said, it's a beautiful word. He says, it's not the first time Nachshon Ben Aminodov did something great. His greatness we know already from Kriyas Yamsov. He is the one who jumped into the water, Mesiris Nefesh, for Avodas Hashem. This is not the first covenant he's done. He's done a different covenant already. He's makiv himself already. Mesiris Nefesh, give him some up. Besides, Verkabon and another Korban he brought over here, which Kaz cares about. This was the second Korban of him as well. So the Kemsi says, we find this deed in Parshas Bereishis by Hevel. It says, the Hevel Hevi, Gamhu. So the Kemsi brings from Afarshim. He brought himself as well. His life is also dedicated. He realized the Korban not just bringing things. Messias Nefesh bring himself to the Rabbi Yishalayim. Vayish Hashem El Hevel V'El Milchosoy. The Rabbi Yishalayim appreciated Hevel himself. He gave himself over. He says that's why he became a shepherd, that he could utilize his time for coming close to the Rabbi Yishalayim El Milchosoy. So they, again, give himself over. He realized that there's a type of korban besides for the actual korban being himself. So these are a couple of limudim which we see hidden, perhaps in the small psukim of Parashat Noseh, besides the power of the cows, which started off with their determination for Avodas Hashem, and the Nesan Ben Tzua and the Korbanoi. So hopefully with these limudim will carry on be mamshik our shvuos to the rest of the year.
Okay. Yeah.